If you're a sports fan, chances are you've listened to or watched Gary Thorne more than once. His broadcasting resume includes coverage of the NHL, Olympics, college football, and basketball. And he's best known for his more than two decades of Major League Baseball play-by-play. Thorne has called a lot of balls and strikes, but soon he'll be calling strikes and spares for the Professional Bowlers Association on ESPN. And he joins me now. Gary, let me start off by asking, are you a bowler?
Actually, I am a bowler. I grew up in a small town in Maine, and we actually had a couple of bowling alleys, and that was where you went on Friday night to gather with friends.
You're stepping in for Rob Stone, who's leaving ESPN to cover soccer for Fox Sports. Have you ever done bowling coverage before?
Yeah, I actually did. When I was in Maine, I was actually practicing law at the time and doing broadcasting on the side. Maine Public Television actually carried a series of 10-pin bowling, and it ran for like the entire winter season once a week, and it was great fun. I loved it.
Well, is it fair to say in terms of style that bowling broadcasts require a little more golf whisper than home run call?
Yeah, I'm going to find out where they got the plexiglass. See if there's any separation between the lanes and myself. I'll have to be very careful about that because obviously it's a little different than doing a hockey game. I don't think the bowlers would appreciate the kind of exuberance you get in a hockey broadcast and a play-by-play of bowling. So, yeah, I think there's going to be a little bit of the whisper man involved in that one.
Bowling recently lost one of its icons. Don Carter died last week at the age of 85. The PBA called him its original superstar. What are your memories of Carter?
Well, Don Carter was the face of bowling. I mean, he put it on the map in the 50s. He was as much of a superstar in sports, all of sports, as anybody else. He was the first athlete in any sport to have a million-dollar contract with a company. It was a bowling ball company outside of the work that he was doing. I mean, that's pretty amazing that it would be a bowler who would have that kind of a contract deal before anybody in football, basketball, or baseball would get it, but he did. He created the concept of the tour. He wanted it to be like golf. And, of course, he was a great bowler. He was a great athlete, for that matter. And he really did put a face to the game of bowling.
Sportscaster Gary Thorne will be calling the three major tournaments left in the PBA's season, beginning with the U.S. Bowling Congress Masters in Las Vegas later this month. This spring, he'll return to moonlighting as the TV voice of the Baltimore Orioles. Gary, thanks a lot.
Okay, I'll go with a whisper. Thanks, Karen.
Richard shot, save, rebound, score!
It's 22 and a half minutes before the hour.
Support for Only a Game comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where the program is produced. Nuance, offering Dragon 11 speech recognition software for creating documents and emails and surfing the web all by speaking at nuance.com. And Oliver Wyman, a global management consulting firm with 3,000 professionals serving global 1,000 companies, oliverwyman.com. This is NPR.
When Reiner Hertrick strapped on his skis on November 1st, 2003, he didn't know it was the beginning of a streak that would last 2,993 days. That's 8 years, 2 months, and 10 days. The German-born ski slope groomer has followed the snow from Colorado to Oregon to South America. He's kept skiing through a separated shoulder, bruised ribs, and -50-degree wind chills. It was a trip to intensive care on Tuesday that finally brought an end to the run. I always said it would be a hospital bed that would stop this streak, Hertrick told ESPN. His condition has since stabilized, but it's unclear when he'll next strap on a pair of skis.